Good morning, everybody. And a Happy New Year. Yeah. Good to be together. Just before we hand over to Alan and team, I just thought I'd read these verses from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord. How profound your thoughts. So, Lord, we just want to begin this morning by giving you your rightful place. We just declare that you are Lord in this place. You are Lord over this meeting. You are Lord over the time that we have. You are Lord over every one of us. And we give you thanks and praise, Lord. And we just acknowledge you as King, as Sovereign, as Saviour. And we just ask you to move this morning, Holy Spirit, to open up the eyes and ears of our hearts that we might see and hear from you in new ways. And we just declare your majesty in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, James. Morning, everybody. As you face the challenges of this new year and the adventure of it, we're going to sing songs about how big God is. Whatever your challenges are, God's bigger. We're going to start by singing, "Our God is a Great Big God." Doesn't need any translation, does it? So would you please stand if you're able, and we'll sing this song.
I
Mark, and I thank you for his heart, and I thank you for the time that he has spent just waiting and listening to you for this word. And I just ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts, open our minds to receive from you through him. Amen.
Thanks, James.
You've got a text in place, Steve. So I've asked Ron, he's going to come and read the scripture. It's Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14. God gave me this before Christmas. It kind of ties in what Alan brought to us this morning. I'll be honest with you, I haven't fully unpacked it yet. But I want to share with you what I think God's saying. So, Ron, would you like to come up, please?
This is just before I read, I just remind you that this is your spiritual deodorant. If any of you are stinking, that's where you get cleansed. It's so good. This is Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me. And he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And bones came together, bone to its bone, and I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost, and we are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and said to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. Amen. Amen.
So Ezekiel was a prophet and a priest. And God spoke through Ezekiel to his people. And he listened. And we're going to look at some of how does that relate to us. This was 70 years of some of the darkest history of God's people. They were in captivity. They were under the control of the Babylonian Empire. And God used Ezekiel to say things to his people that it wasn't always palatable for them. It wasn't always what they wanted to hear. In fact, God used Ezekiel to speak to his people to actually try and correct them, to point out the error of their ways, to minister to them, but to minister them in such a way that he was very direct. So we'll have a look at this first verse. The hand of the Lord was on me. So that's what Ezekiel was saying. He's saying that God's hand was on him. God was speaking to him. And he was giving him really clear direction about what he wanted Ezekiel to tell his people. So I think this is a message not just for us as a body, but I think it's for the church as a whole. And there's a calling. There's a call. Are you listening? When you open the scripture and you read it, are you listening? There's a calling here. But in order to hear that calling, we have to step into his presence. And if that's something that is perhaps a bit alien to you, then I would encourage you to open your Bible and let God speak to you. Doing a 2-minute study each day because it's part of your Bible plan is not getting into the presence of our Lord. And he wants more with you than that. He wants you to sit down, shut yourself off from your phones and all that noise. He wants you to sit and communicate with him. It's about getting into presence. So moving on to the next verse, Steve, please. That was quick, didn't you? Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. God scooped up Ezekiel in the spirit and presented him this dry desert where there were these bones. And those bones were dry. They had no future. There was no hope of resurrection. There was no hope. There was no... In order for these bones to live, it needed an incredible miracle. And yet, God told Ezekiel in the next verse, and he said to me, son of man, Can these bones live? So God's speaking to Ezekiel. He's speaking to you. Oh, I love his answer. That's a really good PC answer, that, isn't it? Can these bones live? So I answered, well, you know, Lord. But he was looking for more than that, wasn't he, from Ezekiel? He was wanting some faith from Ezekiel, where Ezekiel would actually go, yeah, you're right, they can live. If it's your will, they can live. So God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones. He told Ezekiel to prophesy to the problem. We have authority. God's asking Ezekiel to step into his authority, a God-given authority, where you speak to the problem, you speak to the disease, you speak to the financial need, you speak to that person's hope, and you step into the authority. God's given us power through his Holy Spirit, and Ezekiel's getting the hang of it, because he's done quite a lot of work with God up to now, to this point in this chapter. God wants Ezekiel to, he wants us to step into that power, to really believe it. But it's difficult to believe it if you've not stepped into the presence. If we get on our knees and we open the scriptures and we commune with God, he'll empower us. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You only have that confidence if you step into his presence. And when you hear that word, you'll speak it out freely. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. That word breath there is the same word that is used when the Holy Spirit is in the upper oval room. When the apostles were told to wait, because I'm going to give you something special, that Holy Spirit breath. God will speak through you. He will breathe through you so that you bring life. That essence that Liz was talking about, that perfume. Then you shall know that I am Lord. You see, when we use our authority and we speak into people's lives, then people go, oh my goodness. I'll put sinews on you and I'll bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am Lord. This is a word for the church. This is a word for us as believers, that we have to step into our authority. It's time to speak to the dry bones. So I prophesied, and I was commanded. So when we hear the Lord, and the Lord says, you need to go and do such and such, you do as he commands. You have to be obedient. Whatever that situation that you're speaking into, we speak into it with faith, and we speak into it with obedience. Next slide, please. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the skin, flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. And so now Ezekiel speaks in to them in terms of the breath. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe unto these slain, and that they may live. Now, more learned and scholars of scripture will perhaps say to you that some of this has already happened in terms of prophecy with Israel. But I believe that this morning God's speaking to us about speaking to the dry bones, speaking into the impossible, into stepping into our rightful place of authority. That we are believing believers. So, there's a model here for us. Ezekiel's demonstrating a model of how we function in God's kingdom. That we have to function in his presence. We have to spend time with him. That we need to listen. And when we feel that prompting, that we step into authority. What's God saying to you? What's God saying to you now? What is he asking of you? Because when we speak life, then you'll know that I am the Lord. They will know who God truly is. So there's a challenge there for each one of us to speak to the dry bones. Amen.
Thanks, Mark. Let's just have a moment to just wait on that word and to Lord, I ask that now by your Spirit you would just show to each of us what it is that you would, where it is that you're asking us to take your authority, to speak your life. A word like that can maybe make us feel slightly nervous, but these are the words of Jesus from Matthew 11. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And obedience can feel intimidating, but Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because he's with us. and is with you. So Father, we thank you for the authority of your word. We thank you for just the power and truth that comes from you, Lord. And stir us up, Father, to move with boldness and obedience into the things that you have for us. Stir us up to step out in faith and proclaim and prophesy words of life and hope. Into the situations you've placed us in. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen.